Hey guys, and welcome to the first episode of Mastering Mind and Connection. I'm so excited. I'll be sharing just little nuggets of information that I've learned throughout my health and fitness journey through over 10 years. Yeah. So sharing you the trends I've seen, the ups and downs, the traps you can kind of get stuck in and all of that. So today we'll be talking about the reason we get into the journey, and we can find ourselves to forget the reason. And we hear all the time that we need to trust the process, that we need to follow the journey, be in the journey. The problem with that is sometimes we lose the reason for the journey. We can find ourselves so stuck in where we fit in the journey that we lose the reason behind why we got it into the first place. Now, I'll give an example. I've noticed throughout the industry, you know, throughout the decade, that people have like little cliques within the fitness industry. And what I mean by this is you have your bodybuilders, your power lifters, you got the people that love to do cardio, you got the people that love to track macros, you got people that swear by keto, you got people that swear only by calorie counting, you got people that are diehard vegans, you got other people that love to be paleo. So because of all these cliques and all these communities that have been built, which is amazing, I'm not saying they're not. That is important, but we can become very attached to the community we are a part of. And that can damage our health goals and reasons why we got into it. And it may not all make sense, but for an example, for myself, I'll use myself. I really liked to track macros. I love numbers. So like doing the mental math in my head is something I was, you know, finding super fun and doing all that. But my body was not reacting the same. There's been times I was eating 300 grams of carbs and my body was doing great. And there was times I wasn't eating enough and I was doing maybe too much working out, which could be part of it too. And then on top of it, you know, I was getting really stressed at social events, you know, not letting myself eat when I was hungry, not honoring those hunger cues. So I noticed I was so obsessed with being a part of this macro community and really feeling attached to it and just swearing like this is the only thing that works, like for me. That is the problem you don't want to run into. You never want to be in a place with your health and fitness journey where you say, oh, this is the only way it works for me. Or this is the only thing that does the trick. Or when I follow this process, it's the only thing that seems to be working for me. When we do that, we close off doors of other opportunities where we could learn and challenge our bodies. And also we become so burnt by communities, through certain strategies, mental burnout just from that will put you in another self-sabotaging cycle. Through that, you find yourself not wanting to keep going, or you're just complacent. You kind of like yourself or your body or your physical goals, and you just find yourself, I guess this is what it is. That is a huge red flag when you're just like, oh, it is what it is. And when you're caught up in this journey and you're very attached to the community you're a part of and all of that, you close off the true meaning why you got into it. You can also close off huge opportunities to challenge your body that may work better than what you've been doing in the past. And what I'm talking about here is when you've been on the journey and you've been in the same routine for, I'm talking years, not like a couple weeks here and there, like you have been in like where you are and what works for you for several years. That's who the ones I'm talking about it applies to. So I'm going to keep this one short, but I hope that was helpful for you, and I hope you have a great freaking day.